This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 33 for Wednesday, August 25th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are becoming narrowly mixed on Wednesday morning as prices are stepping well back of double-digit gains from earlier this morning. The November canola contract bumps up $1.20 at $8.99.50 per ton. The January contract is up a dime at $8.83.70 per ton. There are declines in the more deferred positions. There's support coming from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Chicago soy oil is relatively steady, while soybeans and soy meal are down. The Canadian dollar is a little lower this morning. The loonie is at 79.21 U.S. cents, compared to Tuesday's close of 79.31. The prairie weather forecast is holding on to cool temperatures for the rest of the week. There's the possibility of light showers for the eastern half of the region, while the western half is to remain dry. The weekly Manitoba Crop Report states the province-wide harvest of all crops is at 30% complete, with canola at 2% finished. Harvesting is being slowed by recent rains that brought up to 25% of normal precipitation for the growing season. Stats Canada reports nearly 817,000 tons of canola was crushed in July. The total crush for 2020-21 comes to a record 10.41 million tons. And ahead of the Stats Canada production report on Monday, some trade projections put the Canadian canola harvest at 11.4 million to 16.2 million tons. Markets Farm is calling for about 14.35 million tons. Wheat production in Germany drops 3.6% due to adverse weather conditions. Expectations are for Germany to reap 21.37 million tons of wheat this year. Meanwhile, Romania is to glean a record crop of 11.4 million tons, up by about 78% from last year. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Wednesday. The November contract is down a nickel at $13.26.5 per bushel. October soy oil is up about a tenth of a cent at 60.51 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal is down $2.20 at $3.50.60 per short ton. Corn futures are relatively steady on Wednesday, with the December contract inching up a quarter cent at $5.45.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with the December contract dipping a quarter cent at $5.06. Wheat futures are lower as well on Wednesday. Chicago December loses 7 cents at $7.25.5. Kansas City December drops back 3 cents at 7.14, and Minneapolis December dips 2 cents at 9.09. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 25th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.